progress towards diagnosis of PSP and CBD. The second day of Neuro 2023 was designed by PSPA and Cure PSP to continue to reinvigorate a critical conversation about the challenges of diagnosis PSP and CBD. Getting a diagnosis is a process to determine the nature of a disease and distinguish it from other possible conditions. It has been defined as a process of information gathering, information integration and interpretation, to determine a working diagnosis. Completing a clinical history and interview, conducting a physical exam, performing diagnostic testing is what general practitioners and neurologists do when they need to provide care for people with atypical Parkinsonism symptoms. Dr. Maura Malpetti, Neuroinflammation in PSP and Related Conditions, Evidence from PET, Blood and Postmortem. One of the other potential culprits of PSP and CBD symptoms is inflammation, and was mentioned all through the symposium, in particular by Dr. Maura Malpetti, a postdoctoral research fellow at the Cambridge Centre for FND and Related Disorders. She discussed neuroinflammation in PSP and related conditions. Evidence from PET, blood and postmortem. Brain inflammation can be detected in multiple ways, and she showed how specific areas of inflammation of the brain, as shown in PET scans, could aid the diagnosis and follows the progression of disease. This means that markers of inflammation, also available in blood tests, could in the future help to diagnose PSP and CBD, and research is ongoing to understand which specific markers can be used. Overall, these talks provided hope that the diagnostic challenges professionals face will be overcome in the near future by a combination of clinical signs and assessment, more precise fluid biomarkers, and more insightful imaging techniques. Professor Irene Litvan, Update on CBD Clinical Criteria. Irene Litvan, Professor of Neurology at the University of California, provided an update on CBD clinical criteria. One of the main points of her presentation was that in the diagnosis of CBD, exclusion criteria are as important as inclusion ones. This means that when a professional assesses a patient, they need to ask about the symptoms and make some performance tests to see signs of the conditions. The clinician also needs to exclude other causes of said symptoms and signs. The list of excluded causes includes Lewy body disease, MSA, MND, Alzheimer's disease, or lesions like focal tumours. To exclude those conditions, the routine assessments should be enough: blood and spinal fluid tests and imaging. Professor Litvan showed results of studies where different ligands, which are substances that can be injected in the blood to make cells more visible in MRIs or PET scans, were tested to prove which one is more reliable. As she pointed out, in quotes, "Improving the diagnostic criteria for CBD is crucial for accurately diagnosing and differentiate it from other conditions. It requires a multidisciplinary, multimodal approach and ongoing research efforts." Professor Gabor G. Kovac, Novel Approaches to Tackle PSP. Gabor G. Kovac, Professor at the Department of Medicine and Neurology at the University of Toronto, presented a summary of novel approaches to tackle PSP. He pointed at the neuropathological features of PSP, that is, what is not working properly in the brain cells, mentioning alterations are similar in patients with PSP, but the expression of those changes on body activities can be very different. This makes diagnosis even more complex. The several forms of PSP have been classified in 8 distinctive clinical subtypes, and some people don't even have symptoms. But the pathological cells are found in their brain after passing away. Some of the potential ways to diagnose these different forms were mentioned, complementary to the ones already in use, but novel approaches are still at lab level, and more research is needed to make those available at clinics. Dr. Diane Swallow, Diagnostic Journey in PSP and CBD. Dr. Diane Swallow, neurologist based at the University of Aberdeen, Scotland, showed results of her PSPA co-funded study on the diagnostic journey in PSP and CBD. She looked at a group of people living with PSP and CBD compared to people with Parkinson's disease. She found that there is a delay in diagnosis due to patients-related concerns, the time of recognizing the problem and deciding to seek healthcare input, and healthcare system-dependent delays, the process named above that is responsible of most of the latency. The delay is of 3.3 years for PSP and 2.6 years for CBD. Waiting times for a specialist movement disorder review is longer for people living with PSP and CBD compared to people affected by Parkinson's, potentially for misattributing symptoms to other causes. Dr. Edwin Jabari, Novel Fluid Biomarker Approaches to Enhance Diagnosis and Probe Treatment Targets. Dr. Edwin Jabari from the University College London Queen Square Institute of Neurology, London, who was a PSPA-funded research fellow 2016 to 2018, talked about the work towards novel fluid biomarker approaches to enhance diagnosis and probe treatment targets. There is a need for early and accurate diagnosis via indicators found in blood, spinal fluid or saliva, called biomarkers, that can also act as targets for developing treatment. Even though Alzheimer's disease may share some of the causes of disease with PSP and CBD, markers that work for Alzheimer's disease didn't show any benefit for PSP and CBD. Dr. Jabari has been using genetics to discover treatment targets, especially non-tau ones. The UCL team and collaborators looked into the genome of patients and found a specific area called LRRK2 that changes in PSP and could be a potential marker of disease. More work needs to be done to create a test to easily measure the LRRK2 changes in body fluids.